USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacting to the news that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be sending two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week.
I think it's ridiculous. She should have sent them a long time ago. It belittles the process. Nancy Pelosi will go down as probably the least successful Speaker of the House in the history of our nation. She has done nothing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is claiming the top Iranian terrorist killed in last week's airstrike in Iraq was an imminent threat to U.S. forces. Pompeo noted the Iranian terrorist was targeting U.S. embassies. Iran continues to say it did not shoot down a commercial jet as it was firing missiles at U.S. forces earlier this week. Evidence is growing that an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down the Ukrainian passenger jet, killing 176 people. This is USA Radio News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Labor Department says 145,000 jobs were added in December, but that number is about 20,000 below what analysts had predicted. Economist Stephen Moore believes we need to bring more skilled workers into the country.
The other thing we need in this country is more skilled immigrants. We need to let more immigrants in that have the skills and the talents we need in this country because there's a demand for them. They will not reduce wages. They'll actually expand the American economy. Let's get a new immigration law that gets into this country the workers that we need.
A security threat that put MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida on lockdown is over.
We all took this very seriously, and I know it may have been inconvenient for a lot of folks during the morning commute, but when it comes to the safety of our service members as well as our families, we're going to always go with the better approach and be conservative on there.
Colonel Stevens Nelson says people were told to shelter in place after St. Petersburg police reported an armed man might be in the area. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says significant progress is being made on the construction of the barriers on the U.S.-Mexico border. While in Yuma, Secretary Wolf also discusses the goals of the Trump administration for a border wall.
But I can tell you right now that we remain confident that we are on track to 400, 450 miles that are either completed or under construction by the end of 2020.
Wolf traveling to Yuma to mark the completion of 100 miles of new border barriers. Larry Kudlow, one of the president's top economic advisors, played down the prospects of the administration concluding further phases of a trade deal with China, saying any further negotiations would depend on how the initial phase goes.
Some people are saying, well, gosh, we left the tough stuff for something called phase two. And I want to just quote Ambassador Lighthizer from our conversation last night. He's just such a wonderful fellow, and I always check in before I come on the air with him. You know, nobody ever thought we'd get phase one. No one has ever done phase one before. There is nothing like this in trade history. So that the importance and significance of phase one is enormous. And that's the tough part. And we'll get to the rest of it, but we covered a lot of ground. And it is, Jonathan, as you and I have discussed, this is a pro-growth trade deal.
Kudlow speaking there on Bloomberg TV. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.